Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Today, let's talk about one of my favorite topics. It's semaglutide shots, and what are the new miraculous things that we are learning about the power of these shots to not only give you weight loss, but potentially improve reproductive, fertility issues, neurologic issues. This is amazing. Let's talk about breakthrough treatments and new possibilities for semaglutides. Now, you know that I'm a huge fan of semaglutides. I feel like we talked about it first a year ago, more than a year ago, on this podcast with Dr. Danielle Bilardo, who's been one of the weight loss pioneers. I am definitely someone who's a fan and a believer. I've lost a good 25 pounds with semaglutide shots. I did Wegovy. You might have heard of other ones. Mounjaro is excellent, tirzepatide is excellent, and sometimes metabolic changes just cannot be conquered with dietary restrictions alone, exercise alone. Those of you who can do it on your own, great. Those of you who need help and assistance, guess what? When metabolic changes happen, perimenopause happens, that visceral fat around the organs, the centripetal body fat that turns you from an hourglass into a rectangle, there are things you can do. And Ozempic is revolutionary. The whole world was talking about it, primarily for use in diabetes. And then it was discovered to shed excess body fat so amazingly. The GLP-1 medications, that's glucagon-like peptide 1 receptor agonists, that's a mouthful, GLP-1 glucagon-like peptide 1 receptor agonists. These are molecules that are going to improve weight loss for sure, diabetic function for sure, secretion of insulin, regulation of blood sugar. But guess what? GLP-1 medications now are proposed and reported to potentially benefit hormone disorders like polycystic ovarian syndrome, cognitive disorders like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and even multiple sclerosis. We are noticing clinically in so many fields that the GLP-1 agonists have multiple benefits. Ozempic's popularity is showing no signs of slowing down. It's going to continue to dominate the weight loss industry in 2024. And growth in sales has increased by 23% from 2023 to 2024 and now has reached up to $12.5 billion. Guess what? By 2030, this market's going to hit $100 billion. So if you're in the med spa industry, if you're doing unregulated, compounded, not real semaglutide, please, please check yourself, value your license. Remember, our patients deserve FDA-approved products that have appropriate formulations. You need to have clinical trials and testing. Otherwise, you don't know what you're giving your patient. Your pharmacist may compound a recipe, which may cause all levels of problems and inconsistencies, not adequate results, all kinds of issues. If you're a patient who's listening, guess what? Tirzepatide or Zepbound is the newest one available. It is now FDA approved for actual weight loss. You don't have to be diabetic. You have a PPO insurance. You can get a great doctor to help you prescribe it. Your internist, your cardiologist, anyone who's on board with this plan of revolutionizing your life. And guess what? 20% overall body fat reduction can happen in the course of a year. You can lose 20% of your body mass. Isn't that a crazy number? For obesity patients, this is life-changing. Cardiovascular health, 20% risk reduction in trials of very large numbers, 17,000 patients. This is important because when we lose that body fat, we no longer need to take a high blood pressure pill, a diabetic pill, all the pills that come with cardiovascular disease, cholesterol pills. All of these things are so important to try to reshape our bodies now. You want to build your future self now. And guess what? So for those of you who don't know, semaglutide, Ozempic, is a glucagon-like peptide 1 receptor agonist. So it boosts insulin secretion from the pancreas, it lowers your blood sugar, it inhibits the release of glucagon, the hormone that elevates sugars. It's reducing movement of food through the GI tract. So it slows down GI motility. And so the absorption of glucose into the bloodstream is fostered and controlled. So randomized trials showed that patients with semaglutide could lose 6% of their weight by week 12 and 12% of their weight also by week 20. This is pretty incredible. So this medication can have some mild side effects like nausea, like constipation, but it is not as bad sometimes as some of the high-risk medications people have been taking for weight loss, you know, like all the stimulants, like the near amphetamine-like things that we've been taking in the past, like phentermine and the products that you previously had to rely on for weight loss. So the utilization of Ozempic and the GLP-1 agonist has transcended just weight loss and now possibly has emerged as a pivotal player for fertility and reproductive health. So polycystic ovary syndrome has been linked to infertility due to factors like insulin resistance, obesity, and hormonal imbalance. And some studies have demonstrated that Ozempic can enhance regularity of menstrual cycles and improve fertility in overweight women during the preconception period. And this was a study by Jen Sterolet, 2019. That is actually quite a while back, but I want to bring it to our attention because I think that that's so effective for women who've been struggling to get pregnant. This controlling the blood sugar, promoting the weight loss, all of this fosters optimal reproductive function. And the influence of these products also improves estrogens, which exhibits anti-inflammatory properties. So the mechanisms kind of benefit our PCOS-related infertility patients. In one study, 27 obese patients with a diagnosis of polycystic ovaries who couldn't reduce their body weight with lifestyle modification programs, they were then put on semaglutide, just half a milligram every week. And after 3 months of treatment, they had improvement in body weight with a drop of 7.6 kilos and a mean BMI or body mass index loss of 3 with very few side effects. And almost 80% of the studied patients obtained at least a 5% decrease in their body weight. So this adjustment of weight has helped our PCOS patients and has also contributed to case reports of people with infertility longstanding, not only improving their PCOS, but now becoming able to be pregnant. So something you can look into and talk about with your primary doctor, with your OB-GYN, giving you guys tools and conversations that you should have with your healthcare provider. Now let's talk about multiple sclerosis. This is a disabling disease that affects the central nervous system, the spinal cord. The body's immune system attacks myelin, the protective sheath around the nerve fibers, leading to inflammation and brain lesions. And it makes it difficult for the brain to send signals throughout the body, giving generalized weakness, giving numbness, giving optical symptoms like visual changes and imbalance. Multiple problems are present for our MS patients. And several studies demonstrate that early childhood and adolescent obesity patients are at greater risk for developing multiple sclerosis. So obesity has previously been thought to be linked with MS, and this overproduction of pro-inflammatory adipokines, you know, the chemicals that improve or boost fat cell growth, are present in our obese kids. You get oxidative stress, you have adipokines that are anti-inflammatory. The exact mechanism of how obesity is linked to MS remains pretty unclear, but the fact is that patients who become slim and lose their excess body weight and reduce their obesity have a lower risk of multiple sclerosis. So a study using the U.S. Food and Drug Administration Adverse Reporting System database looked at this association between MS and weight loss inducing drugs, and it found an inverse risk association between MS and weight loss inducing drugs. In other words, people on Ozempic showed lowering of risk of developing MS. So interesting. And it just seems like when we are in the obese phase, when we're in the overfed phase, we have high blood sugar, we have high inflammatory work going on in the body. And this provokes people whose immune systems maybe already are inflammatory tendencies, and maybe their immune system is already revving up to attack their myelin sheaths, and their multiple sclerosis is on a course of beginning. So if you can reverse that with anti-inflammatory, anti-adipokines, this is going to improve, hopefully, the course of MS patients or the development of MS, especially getting to this in early stages. What about other neurologic things like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's? Alzheimer's creates the buildup of amyloids or plaques in the brain that really impair cognitive function, and it's almost epidemic these days in our older patients. So it's been hypothesized that Ozempic can prevent amyloid buildup and perhaps reduce cognitive impairment without serious side effects with other medications. So that was hypothesized by Mahapatra in a 2022 study. And the hope is that providing improved glucose use, damping down inflammation in the entire body, will happen as a result of this improved glucose control. And that definitely affects the brain. So this could slow progression of debilitating disease like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Insulin definitely plays a role in regeneration. And given its role in modulating immune function, it may prevent the amyloid from continuing to accumulate. So therefore, semaglutides may potentially amplify the clinical benefit of the anti-amyloid drugs. Patients are on these for Alzheimer's, improving their weight loss and obesity profile, and their blood sugar levels will overall improve and probably stabilize their symptomatology for Alzheimer's patients. As of now, there are no publications categorically looking at that, but there are ongoing studies going on right now to look at the effect of Ozempic and semaglutide agonists on Alzheimer's. And it really makes sense, of course. When your blood sugar is high, it creates a very inflammatory environment. And this is true it causes problems all over the body. It's just true in the cardiovascular system. It's definitely true for neurologic problems, even for your skin. When we're eating products with high glycemic index and our blood sugar is super elevated because of the high content of calories that we're eating and the sugars that we're eating, we develop glycolation end products. So the normal proteins of the skin are tagged with glycolation labels, which creates an inflammatory environment, which creates skin destruction and breakdown of collagens and skin aging process. So what's happening in your gut, in your skin, in your brain, is all interconnected. It's so interesting. I can't wait to see the results of these ongoing studies investigating Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and seeing what good blood sugar regulation can do for the whole body. So overall, the semaglutides and the GLP-1 medicines have had such a great, huge impact. This could be very revolutionary. If there's someone in your life who's suffering, who definitely has obesity and weight loss issues, you've definitely got to get them at least a consultation to discuss this. Imagine the possibilities of losing weight, potentially improving your fertility, improving risk of getting a neurodegenerative disorder in the past, and so much more. I know this is not exactly about plastic surgery, but I'm fascinated by GLP-1 agonists, and I think that the slimmer you look, the better your body functions. I know it takes years off the face. It's taken years off of my face. You losing 5 to 10 pounds, even 5 pounds, makes a huge difference in how you feel about yourself, the slimming of the face, and, you know, the circumference of the waist. And that is where we have problems with lifespan, morbidity, mortality. So I want you guys to get this access to improved longevity and health and wellness. Definitely think about these products. They are amazing. In our office, we have Dr. Bilardo on Wednesdays, Weight Loss Wednesdays. You can even see her on a FaceTime. I definitely encourage you to take control of problems that you've tried and struggled and failed with treating other ways. And if you're someone who's had success with Ozempic and all of the weight loss medicines, Mounjaro, Wegovy, Tirzepatide, be sure you keep up with body mass. Work out. Muscle mass is important. Eat adequate protein. Be sure that your face is not getting too lean and thin. We need to work on volume and foundation building, and I'm using the collagen biostimulators like hyperdilute radius, like Sculptra for the face, to build collagenization so you don't look gaunt and withdrawn. You're keeping up with volume loss by seeing a board-certified specialist and getting FDA-approved products that are not going to melt you away, and you're seeing a medical provider who is board-certified and fully able to handle the entire profile of problems that can come up with semaglutides, including all the careful screening, including looking at your retina and making sure you don't have a thyroid mass before you go on it, doing full blood work, making sure you don't have risk factors for pancreas problems or pancreatitis. These things are so important. I love that people are losing weight all across this country, but I also want you to do it the right way. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.